This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, hello, everyone. It's so nice to see you. These faces arrayed on the screen and names. Welcome to the collaboration between the Hammer Museum and the UCLA Mindful Awareness Center, Mark, where we meditate together on Thursdays. And I'm typically here the first Thursday of each month. My name is Allison Pimentel. I am a teacher at Mark Mindful Awareness Research Center. And as always, just so happy to be here with you and to share these practices. I'm zooming in from unceded Tongva, Chumash, and Kish land here in Los Angeles. And I see many of you are introducing yourselves in the chat and coming from all over the place, Brazil and Portugal and Huntington Beach and England, Australia. Welcome to this global community of meditators. I'll share a bit about mindfulness practice, then we'll sit together, we'll practice together for about 20 minutes before we close the session. And as you may already know, both because you've heard it many times before and because you've felt it many times before, if you practice mindfulness, that mindfulness is simply a way of paying attention to this moment that's unfolding right here, right now, with an attitude of openness, kindness, non-judgmentalness, willingness to be with what is. And this practice of mindfulness meditation is a deeply personal one. It starts right here in the body with the breath through the senses. We carry all of this with us. It's portable, it's free, it's available to us at any moment. We have multiple doorways through our senses into the present moment. And so the practice of mindfulness is deeply personal, and it's also profoundly and powerfully collective. It's a collective practice because we practice not only to ease our individual nervous systems, to stabilize our individual minds, to ground these particular bodies, but because we can be guided by greater stability, greater groundedness, greater ease, greater wisdom, greater compassion as we move through the world, so that we are making choices and actions based on greater stability, greater compassion, greater wisdom, and more love. So we practice not just for ourselves, but for everyone we touch. And because we're all interconnected, we touch a lot of people. When we relate to our practice like this, for me, it's freeing, it's connecting. We become better positioned to tend to the wounds, the imbalances, the injustices that we carry in our own bodies and in the world around us, that are present in the world around us. And we know there's so much wounding happening right now. And we're also in a better position to feel, to know, to draw from the vast wells of resilience, of joy, of love that is also present within us and around us. And so mindfulness helps us meet all of the feels, the full range of our human experience with presence. So it's June 2022, and it's Pride Month. And inspired by Pride Month, I found myself intentionally seeking out teachings, meditation teachings of queer, trans, and non-binary meditation teachers. like Lama Rod Owens, Reverend Angel, Larry Yang, and others. And I'm also reading this book. It's called A Queer Dharma by Jacoby Ballard. And I want to uplift this book today because it's so important and powerful, and it's been a gift to me to read, to start to read, because it's really inspiring and also sort of ennobling for me to learn and experience how these ancient teachings of mindfulness move and are expressed through the lived and embodied experiences of queer, trans, and non-binary people. And to that end, I want to share with you a passage that illustrates this beautiful intersectionality that allows so much to move through, to be known through it. So Jacoby Ballard, in their book, writes, "One of my gifts is that I'm situated in between places, between binary genders and sexual orientations, between social justice and healing practices. I pray that we each bring our own unique gifts, that we cherish the gifts others bring as well, and that we protect one another's dignity, belonging, and safety along the way." And this really speaks to the spirit of our practice, cherishing ourselves, our moments, one another, protecting dignity, belonging, and safety. Jacoby also writes, "What we have what we need collectively. We each have a piece of what is needed, and therefore each of us is needed. We are in a transformative moment predicted by many cultures and wisdom traditions, a movement toward a liberatory world. And we have what we need to break through. We have tools and wisdom practices. We have intuition and we have study. We have analysis and clarity. We have historical memory and the lessons of history. We have knowledge of what to hold on to and what to never again repeat. We have play and joy and celebration and fun and laughter. We have intersectionality and we have interdependence. We have elders and youth. We have privileges that protect and the experience of being targeted that begets ferocity and fearlessness. We have resources garnered through harmful means, and we have models of reparation and reconciliation. We have leaders and followers, teachers and students. We have hearts that love so deeply and broadly, hearts that can forgive the gravest atrocity and transform that moment into accountability, connection, and commitment. We have relationships across all kinds of difference and human variance. We have ethical practices that keep us from straying from our values for short-term gain. We have models of mutuality and collaboration surrounding humanity in our plant, creature, and fungus relatives. We have breath and body practices. We have song, crafts, dance, art, and theater. We have earth, water, fire, air, and spirit, and the practices and people that honor and protect them, people who have done so unceasingly for millennia. We are part of those people, all of us here, right now. So let's practice together. Find a comfortable way of being in your seat, in your body as best you can, really taking the time to set up, to support yourself. This taking a seat is sort of taking a stand, right? For all of these qualities that we wish to cultivate through our practice that Jacoby Ballard just enumerated. So it's really the first act of choosing presence, the way we take our seat, the way we position our bodies. And I say seat figuratively because you can also lie down or you can stand up. Just finding a way to be in your body that supports your presence and your ease as best you can. And if you wish, you can allow the eyes to float closed. If you like to keep them open, that's good too. Just let them gaze softly down. And in the spirit of community, let's take a collective in-breath, inhaling deeply. And exhaling completely. Again, fill the body with breath on your inhale. And exhale. Knowing that we are all breathing here together today. And then letting the breath fall back into all the natural rhythms. We'll practice together in a basic mindfulness of breath practice and then close out with some loving kindness inspired by Jacoby Ballard's beautiful work and words and wisdom. So settling in these first moments of practice, we can open to sound, open the sense door of the ears to the sounds in your environment, the inner sounds, the outer sounds. Just allowing the sounds to be exactly as they are. It's opening to the experience of receiving sound. Seeing if you can touch into a sense of not needing to do anything about it. The sounds will come, they'll go, maybe they'll stay. Just sitting here perceiving them. If you notice that there's a story the mind is creating about any sounds that may or may not be present, you can notice that. And whenever it's available to you, come back to the experience of hearing. Just opening. This is really a practice of opening. Opening to what's here now. Developing the ability to be with whatever it is. And now, if you wish, you can begin to pick up the thread of your breath by turning your awareness to the flow of breath in and out. So at first, you might just begin to notice where it is you feel the breath most keenly, most clearly. Maybe that's in the air coming in and out of the nostrils, or maybe it's in the rising and falling of the chest, or the expanding and contracting of the belly. Or maybe it's in a more global sense of the whole body breathing. So wherever it is you feel the breath most clearly, invite your awareness to rest there, to stay there. It's like your awareness is draping over the breath as it flows in and out. When the mind is drawn away by thinking, planning, remembering, just knowing that this is the nature of the mind, nothing is wrong. When you have an awareness that the mind is no longer married to the breath, then you can gently bring it back. And gently place the awareness back to where you want it to go. In this case, the anchor of the breath and its flow in and out. It's not static, it's moving. See if you can commit to this breath that's coming in right now or leaving right now. See if you can commit your full attention to it, gently, lovingly, with curiosity. You might allow yourself to become entranced with this dance of breath. Open and aware of all of the sensations of breathing. If it's helpful to you, you might silently make a gentle note of the movement of the breath to help keep your awareness tethered there. You might silently say to yourself, in, out, as the breath moves, or rising, falling, as the chest or abdomen moves. Just a subtle, quiet note can be a support in your practice. And each time the mind traipses off and you notice, you can smile and say, ah, there goes that mind again, doing what it does. And with lightheartedness, bring it back. And cultivating ease here, cultivating kindness. Cultivating presence. Now my voice will fall away for a few moments so that you can be guided by your own wise guidance as you practice. And I'll come back in towards the end of our time to offer some loving kindness phrases. And as we sit here, moved by our breath, we can begin to introduce some metta or loving kindness phrases into our practice. We can work with the words of Jacoby Ballard in their book. May I be loved and loving. Just silently repeating these phrases as you sit. May I be loved and loving. May I trust my inherent belonging. May I trust my inherent belonging. May I be safe and protected. May I be safe and protected. Just silently repeating these phrases in your mind, in your heart. May I be as healthy as I can be in this moment. May I be as healthy as I can be in this moment. May I have a lasting peace. May I have a lasting peace. Now feeling into the field, into the people and the world around you, and sending your metta, your loving kindness out, out and out and out. Out as far as you wish it to go, out to a group or community you're a part of, or that you're not a part of, out into the world, and including yourself. May we be loved and loving. Silently repeating those words, may we, all of us, be loved and loving. May we, all of us everywhere, trust our inherent belonging. May we, all of us, be safe and protected. May we, all of us, be as healthy as we can be in this moment. And may we, all of us, have a lasting peace. Just feeling those words reverberating in your mind, in your heart, your body, as you slowly prepare to shift out of this period of practice, bringing some movement back into the body, and then in your own time, allowing your eyes to float open. And if you want to put your screen on gallery view to just take in the faces and the names that are here with you, knowing that you've offered and received loving kindness to this group. It's been wonderful to spend this half hour with you. Thank you so much for your practice. Typically, I'm able to stay on for about 15 minutes after we...
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.